But it's not going to be as long as originally thought. God shortens the time. Prophetically, it gives times and so on and so forth, but with the shortening of the time, who knows? Right? And he says, if anyone is going to say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, don't believe him. False Christs are going to rise, false prophets are going to rise, and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And that word seduce, for all my former fellow students, exapato, to wholly seduce your minds. How is Satan going to deceive us? Is he going to just try to, what does he use? We are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of his devices. I believe they're going to tempt you with the same things you're weak with. I tell you what, you got a drug problem, they're going to put drugs on you. You have an alcohol problem, they're going to tempt you with alcohol. You like ladies, they're going to tempt you with ladies. All these women you could have if you just bow down and worship me. Or how about this? Just his miracles. Look at it. I've got miracles. I can do powers. This is your last chance. Eternal life can be yours, or you can perish. He's going to try to convince you that he's God. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. But I tell you, it's not just the knowledge of this. Having the knowledge ahead of time is not going to save you. Because like I said, if you can't resist temptation now, what makes you think you're going to resist it later? If you think God's going to forgive you every time you sin now, then why would you change that thought later? We've got to believe the promises of God that we might grow up into Christ and no longer be children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, with every temptation falling short, but rather coming up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, as it is promised in the epistles of the apostles of Christ. Verse 23, but take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things, everything ahead of time, we are told. Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, but the epistles and the book of Revelation, all those things Christ has given us so that we could know ahead of time, so that we can take heed. We can pay heed to the words that were spoken before, that when the time comes, we're not taken, it doesn't overtake us as a thief. We aren't taken by surprise. Verse 24, but in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. I tell you, the day is coming when all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and come forth, some to the resurrection of everlasting life, and others to the resurrection of damnation. I tell you, after the tribulation of those days, after that tribulation, after that time of trouble, after the son of perdition be revealed, after the falling away have come, then and only then shall the sun be darkened. Well, I'll tell you what. Whoa. The sun's going to be darkened ahead of time, too, though. It says so in the book of Revelation. That's why. But this darkening will be much darker, because of the brightness of his coming. We'll make the sun. It will blot out the sun. But there's going to be smoke out of the bottomless pit, and it's going to diminish the light of the sun. And the moon's going to be red like blood. But what? Is that the same? No. There's going to be the devil's going to recreate the circumstances of Christ's return. The difference being that when he comes, Christ comes, there's going to be an Antichrist there for him to destroy. And I've often wondered if the Antichrist won't destroy an Antichrist, meaning a false Christ. I mean, maybe some like I could imagine some, let's say some Islamic leader who Christendom takes as being evil, you know, that Satan would come and kill him. The king of the north against the king of the south or something like that. Who knows? We need to be able to recognize the signs when they happen, recognize the abomination of desolation for what it really is, and after that, the sun's going to really be darkened, and the moon's really not going to give any light. You're not going to see it at all. The stars of heaven shall fall. You know, the stars of heaven, they're going to be falling stars before that, too. So don't mistake Christ saying here that these things are exclusive to his return. This in and of itself, this statement, is intended to mislead some people. Because I'm telling you, the false Christ is going to have mock events which will seem to be similar. I mean, in the trumpets alone, you see that the smoke, the sun, and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And that's only the fifth trumpet. The stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And whatever that can mean, you know, well, how can stars fall? They're giant balls of gas. They can appear to fall. And it could refer also, obviously, to meteorites. But, I mean, because for Jesus to explain astronomy to someone would be pointless. He wasn't here to teach us astronomy. He was here to teach us the way to everlasting life. And plus, he's quoting a scripture. Isaiah 34:4. It's quoted elsewhere in the New Testament, like in, say, the sixth seal. The moon will turn to blood, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. But then after that, they're going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And his angels are going to gather together his elect from the four winds. This is all after the abomination of desolation, after he exalts himself above all that is called God. They're going to be gathered to where he is. In the moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, we all will all be changed. All we who belong to him, his elect. Verse 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you in like manner, when you see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the doors. Now this parable is usually interpreted to mean, when you see the nation of Israel start to become a nation in 1948, then you know that the time of the end is near. That's an interpretation that's possible.